Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Naresh Mago. The headlines. India signs 6 MOUs with Maldives to enhance cooperation in multiple sectors. Extends 4,850 crore rupee line of credit to island nation. Both countries announce commencement of negotiations for a free trade agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in capital Male as chief guest today. Prime Minister Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stones of various development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Tuticorin in Tamil Nadu this evening. Home Minister Amit Shah directs law enforcement agencies to undertake measures to bring back fugitives involved in terrorist and smuggling activities. Cambodia calls for immediate ceasefire with Thailand after 2 days of cross-border fighting. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh bags historic bronze medal in World Junior Championships in Cairo. India signed 6 Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, with the Maldives to enhance cooperation across multiple sectors following wide-ranging talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Mohamed Moizzo at the President's office in Male yesterday. The key areas include fisheries and aquaculture, meteorology, digital public infrastructure, UPI, Indian pharmacopoeia and concessional line of credit. An amendatory agreement was also exchanged between the two countries, which reduces Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations by 40% from $51 million to $29 million. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Moizzo for his strong condemnation of the Pahalgam terror attack and the solidarity extended to India in the fight against terrorism. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, India and the Maldives are celebrating 60 years of diplomatic ties, describing their relationship as older than history and as deep as the sea. He also assured India's continued support to the Maldives in strengthening its defense capabilities.
रक्षा मंत्रालय की बिल्डिंग हमारी मजबूत साझेदारी का प्रतीक है साझेदारी अब वेदर साइंस में भी होगी मौसम चाहे जैसा हो आवर फ्रेंडशिप विल ऑलवेज रिमेन ब्राइट एंड क्लियर मालदीव की रक्षा क्षमताओं के विकास में भारत निरंतर सहयोग देता रहेगा हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि हमारा साझा लक्ष्य है
Both countries also announced the commencement of negotiations for the launch of a free trade agreement. Prime Minister Modi underscored that the proposed free trade agreement and the bilateral investment treaty would open new opportunities for both sides.
आपसी निवेश को गति देने के लिए हम शीघ्र ही bilateral investment treaty फाइनलाइज करने की दिशा में काम करेंगे फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट पर भी बातचीत शुरू हो गई है अब हमारा लक्ष्य है फ्रॉम पेपर वर्क to prosperity, local currency settlement system से रुपये और रुपया में सीधे व्यापार कर सकेंगे जिस रफ्तार से यूपीआई को मालदीव में बढ़ावा मिल रहा है इससे टूरिज्म और रिटेल दोनों को ताकत मिलेगी
India announced a new line of credit of 4,850 crore rupees to support infrastructure development and other activities in the island nation. Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Moizzo expressed gratitude to India for extending the line of credit. President Moizzo assured that Maldives is committed to further strengthening cooperation with India.
India has long stood as the Maldives' closest and most trusted partner. Our collaboration spans a wide range of areas, from security and trade to healthcare, education, and beyond, touching the everyday lives of our citizens. Every day, hundreds of Maldivians travel to India for medical care, education, and business. Just as we warmly welcome members of the Indian diaspora who continue to contribute meaningfully to our economy and society.
The Prime Minister will be the guest of honour at the Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in the capital, Male, today. speaking at a state banquet hosted in his honor by President Moeso and First Lady Sajida Mohammed, Mr. Modi expressed his gratitude for the invitation and extended his best wishes to the people of Maldives on their Independence Day.
मालदीव के 60वें स्वतंत्रता दिवस पर गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर के रूप में आना मेरे लिए सम्मान की बात है। मैं इस निमंत्रण के लिए राष्ट्रपति जी का आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ और सभी भारतवासियों की ओर से मालदीव के लोगों को हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ। इस वर्ष भारत मालदीव संबंधों की भी 60वीं वर्षगांठ मनाई जा रही है। भारत और मालदीव के संबंध सदियों पुराने हैं। हम पड़ोसी हैं, साझेदार हैं और जरूरत के समय साथ खड़े रहने वाले सच्चे मित्र हैं। जैसा मैंने पहले भी कहा है, मालदीव भारत की नेबरहुड फर्स्ट पॉलिसी में विशेष स्थान रखता है।
स्पीकिंग ऑन द ओकेजन, द मालदीव्स प्रेसिडेंट कंग्रेचुलेटेड प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी ऑन बिकमिंग द सेकंड लॉन्गेस्ट सर्विंग प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ इंडिया। Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu starting today. After completing his two-nation tour to the UK and Maldives, Mr. Modi will travel directly to Tuticorin. The Prime Minister will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation, and lay the foundation stones of various development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Tuticorin tonight. Our correspondent has more details.
Security has been tightened around Tuticorin in view of the Prime Minister's visit. He will inaugurate the upgraded and modernized airport at Thoothukudi, which has an impressive entrance which brings back the memories of the ancient pearl diving practice and a fisherman in a boat model objectifying the rich marine resources. The project will enhance regional connectivity, boost logistics efficiency, strengthen clean energy infrastructure and improve the quality of life for citizens across the southern part of the state. It is to be noted that to build a strong maritime system, the Union Government has created a maritime development fund with rupees 25,000 crore to foster private sector participation and expand maritime infrastructure, which is a step towards building Atmanirbhar Bharat. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Thoothukudi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the law enforcement agencies of the country to undertake dedicated measures to bring back fugitives involved in terrorist and smuggling activities. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Reviewing terror financing mechanisms, Mr. Shah directed the agencies to unearth terror modules by analysing inputs pertaining to financial irregularities. He asked Ministry of Home Affairs to set up a forum with stakeholders across the spectrum to come up with solutions to counter the use of encrypted communication by terror networks. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister P.K. Mishra has said that the government is planning to open up the atomic energy sector like the space sector. Mr. Mishra was addressing the 68th batch of scientific officers at the Bhabha Atomic Research Center Training School in Mumbai yesterday. He said timely completion, access to low-cost finance and leveraging private sector capabilities are key to lowering tariffs and improving feasibility of nuclear projects. Kargil Vijay Devas is being observed today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the brave soldiers who sacrificed their lives for the country on Kargil Vijay Devas today. In a message, the president said the day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage and steadfast determination of country's soldiers. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh recalled that the country's bravehearts, who displayed extraordinary courage, grit and determination in defending the nation's honour in the toughest of terrains. The minister added that India shall remain forever indebted to their service. Cambodia has called for an immediate ceasefire with Thailand after 2 days of cross-border fighting between the two Southeast Asian neighbours. Cambodia's ambassador to the UN, Khao Chea, said his country asked for a truce unconditionally, adding that Phnom Penh also wanted a peaceful solution to the dispute. Thailand has not yet responded to the proposal. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for the extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. Monsoon activity has intensified once again in Madhya Pradesh. The Met Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in five districts over the next 24 hours. We have a report.
The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rain in Raisen, Sagar, Damoh, Panna, Satna and Rewa districts. Apart from this, an orange alert has been issued in 21 districts. There is a yellow alert for rain in the remaining district of the state. Yesterday, more than 30 districts of the state received rain. 7 inches of rain was recorded in Singrauli and 5 inches in Siri districts. 7 gates of Bargi Dam in Jagalpur and Satpura Dam in Betul have been opened. 6 gates of Pagara Dam in Morena have also been opened. Heavy rain has been continued since last night in many districts including Bhopal and Raisen. Prashant Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Now news from the world of sports.
In squash, India's Anahat Singh scripted history at the World Junior Championship 2025 in Cairo, Egypt, claiming a bronze medal in the women's singles event, the country's first in 15 years. The 17-year-old from Delhi battled hard but lost 11-6, 14-12, 12-10 in the semi-final against home favourite Nadia El Amami yesterday. On to badminton. India's star men's doubles pair Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face world number 2 combination of Aaron Chia and Su Wuyik of Malaysia in the semi-finals of China Open in Changzhou this morning. The Indian duo defeated Malaysia's Ong Yu Sin and Teo Yi Yi 21-18, 21-14 in the quarterfinals yesterday. Turning to cricket, hosts England will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 544 for 7 against India on day 4 of the 4th test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Old Trafford in Manchester today. The hosts were leading by 186 runs at stumps on day 3 yesterday. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Maldives visit has been prominently covered on the front pages of most dailies. Muizu thanks India for its pivotal role in economic recovery, writes The Hindu, while a headline in Hindustan Times says, India always stood by you, Modi in Maldives. 7 kids die, 21 hurt in Rajasthan classroom roof collapse. Education minister takes responsibility, 5 teachers suspended, headlines The Times of India. The Delhi government has moved the Supreme Court, challenging the blanket ban on diesel vehicles older than 10 years and petrol vehicles older than 15 years, arguing the curbs lack scientific backing, reports Hindustan Times. India-UK FTA's compulsory license provision favours pharma patent holders is a front-page headline in the Hindu business line. India issues travel advisory amid escalating tensions on Thailand-Cambodia border, notes the statesman. And finally, news that is set to bring cheer to job seekers. The Tribune reports that one of India's highest-ranked institutes, Delhi University, has seen a massive 1,093% hike in placement offers over a period of 5 years. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India signs 6 MOUs with Maldives to enhance cooperation in multiple sectors, extends 4,850 crore rupee line of credit to island nation. Both countries announce commencement of negotiations for a free trade agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations in capital Male as chief guest today. Prime Minister Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stones of various development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Tuticorin in Tamil Nadu this evening. Home Minister Amit Shah directs law enforcement agencies to undertake measures to bring back fugitives involved in terrorist and smuggling activities. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh backs historic bronze medal in World Junior Championships in Cairo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.